coach, doubleheader sweep, your thoughts on the team's performance?
I was excited about the offense. I thought we had some, especially in game one, I felt like we came out ready to go and put some runs up right away and continued that. I thought we had a little bit of a lull there in the second game, but some really good pieces. And, you know, I think for us, like, you got to find a way to pass the bat. And, you know, some people took some walks today, which is really great. But proud of Ava, proud of Casey. Thought they had some really good fight. But, yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. Like, the live at-bats are essential right now because, you know, we got to score runs in order to be successful. So I'm just excited to have a day where a lot of people got to hit.
And then Kieran coming up big in both games with RBI hits.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kieran has a really great swing, and obviously she's feeling, you know, pretty good in the box right now. And I'm looking for something a little bit permanent in that DP position. And, you know, I feel like people are kind of passing it back and forth. But I think it's great when you have, you know, kids that can come off the bench and get pinch hits. And, you know, whoever's in that DP spot, obviously for us, we're, you know, the expectation is you put the ball in play, you move people, you drive people in. I think she did that today.
And it seems like Megan has really taken off those past couple of weeks. Where has been going right for her?
I think Meg did start the year how she wanted to. And, you know, it's funny, I think she was pressing a little bit. And hitting is not easy. And, you know, I think it's one of those parts where when it's not good, it's very easy to get caught up in that window of, like, spiraling, you know, down to kind of rock bottom. Meg continued to fight. Like, she's a very, very stoic player in a sense of her approach in the box, where she just sees ball, hits ball. But if she doesn't, I mean, her next at bat, she looks the same, or she looks as if she's 4-for-4 that day. So I think Meg is very, very steady, and really proud of her to step up in that three spot today and get some hits.
And then for Ava to go the distance, what was going right with her pitching?
I think Ava was attacking the zone early. She was spinning the ball really well. Thought she did a good job coming inside, good job breaking the ball away. But, yeah, I thought she had a really good day, you know, in the circle, just really good command, really good spin.
And then it's Stonehill in the first game kind of reminded me of the Patriot League with a lot of scrappy teams trying to find a way to get on base. What do you hope Casey learns from that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think Casey just got tight there for a second. And, you know, I think sometimes in games like this, when you make a lot of runs, you lose your focus. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many runs are on the board. You have to stay dialed in for the complete game. And, you know, Casey's great. Casey will adjust. Casey will fix what she needs to fix. But, yeah, I think her curve got a little flat there, so she's going to keep going.
Kylie in center field running down that line, or just the defense overall today?
Yeah, I mean, I think I thought Brooke played a great second base. You know, I think obviously, you know, Key's got to do a little bit of a better job in that first game, being a little bit sharper. But yeah, the outfield I thought did a really good job of cutting balls off. Even Cam cut a ball off on the line that I thought was great to keep it to a single. But Kylie running that ball down, I mean, that's the expectation. Kylie can actually move, you know, and I think for her, once she gets stridey out, she can cover some ground. So yeah, I thought that was a great catch, and, you know, she made one of those at Holy Cross. So it's a good thing when you can start to steal hits. I think we get better as a team when that's the approach.
And then finally, competing for the top spot in the standings this weekend against Army, what do you want to work on this next few days?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, just, you know, go back to the drawing board from an offensive perspective and, you know, really focus on our hitting and our mentality at the plate. I think we got to focus on execution a little bit of getting bunts down and moving people. I think it's just the normal, like, feel good. You know, we're at a part in the season where we're not going to make any huge, you know, adjustments or strides. I think it's more about, you know, maintaining and getting people to feel really good about where they're at.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.